You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan. Across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Mikey A, we are going to catch up with an old friend today. I'm very excited about this.
Who we having?
We're going to have Trey Wingo, Hawaii Hal, as he likes to call himself these days. I am telling you right now, Mike, Trey has been on a golf trip for the ages since he left ESPN. I mean, I don't know if he's done anything other than play golf and get drunk since he left ESPN, which is essentially all I've done since I left ESPN. How about that?
I was going to ask, who's had a better time golfing since they left ESPN? You playing at Jordan's course and with Dwight Freeney, or Trey, who's in Hawaii?
That's a very good... You know what? We'll have to bring up the fact that I played Jordan's course to Trey Wingo. He'll be very upset. He'll fly back from Hawaii just to go play that course right now, I promise you. This is crazy. But he is he's sending me pictures of himself in Hawaii. He calls himself Hawaiian Hal when he's there, which is just fucking...
Is this a normal occurrence, him sending you pictures just randomly?
No. He does it all the time. Not our first rodeo. Usually they're him having sex.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yeah. Getting laid. Hey-o!
Hi-o! Does Trey make those jokes? I need to know. Does Trey make all sorts of laid jokes when he gets off the plane?
What do you think?
I mean, yes. I think Trey is the guy that gets off and immediately starts talking like he's lived there his whole life. Like he's like, "Hey, mahalo." giving you this like thing, the pinky and
like
the thumb.
Like he's a native Hawaiian. Like,
aloha, bro. Mahalo.
Who else does that? I feel like Neil Everett does a little bit of that, doesn't he? He's not actually from Hawaii. I think Berman does that as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Berman is a lot more.
Wait, do it again. There's a fake Berman in there, I feel like.
Not that I'm saying you can't say, but I'm just saying that when you mahalo.
Who needs Caliendo?
You didn't know I did Berman, did you?
No, I didn't know that. Berman's one of those guys who he gives off that he's from Hawaii, right? But he's really from Greenwich, yes. Connecticut. I mean...
He's a Bills fan.
Where's Trey from?
From Hawaii.
Let's see where Trey's from. Let's see where Trey's from. This is good. I want to play athletes that can know Hawaii, but I don't think...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're thinking about it, aren't you?
Now I'm thinking about
There's got to be Bob Lay.
Bob Lay. Jerry Palm.
Is there anyone named Island out there? I mean, water, ocean.
Darrell Revis.
There you go. Revis Island. How about that? You are on your game today, my friend. Oh, let's see where Trey is from. Trey also from Greenwich, Connecticut. I mean, what's going on here?
What, from Greenwich, Connecticut, or did you just live there so long?
No, I think he went to Greenwich High School.
Oh, yeah, then that's from Greenwich. That
would not be from Hawaii, is where he's not from. No. Do you know his son? Do you know his dad was the editor of People's Magazine? How about that?
No.
Went to high school with Steve Young. Did you know that?
No. I am dangerously lacking in the Trey Wingo trivia.
Clearly, so am I. I mean, Jesus. And I maintain this man is my friend. I know nothing about him. I don't even know if his real name's Hal or Trey. If he's from Hawaii or Connecticut, I have no idea. It's Dupontini. Mikey A, I am going to play a new game with our old friend Trey Wingo, okay? A new game.
Okay.
Are you ready for it? It's called Wingo or Wingo. How about that? I maintain that you and I could do this, some variation of this game with just about anyone in the media, in sports media, okay? And here's what I mean by that. If we were to have Mike Golick on, Trey's former partner, okay? Go lick or no lick? How about that? I mean, seriously.
Or his son, Gojo or go no.
I mean, we do it anyone. Seriously.
No Joe.
Right. Gojo or no Joe. How would we do it, perhaps, let's say, with, I don't know, let's think. Like, we got to come up with a weird name.
Adnan Verk.
Adnan Verk.
Adnan Adekant.
Right.
Adekant right. Burke.
Chris Mortensen or Chris Abortensen? I mean, how about that? I mean, Mort or aborts? I mean, get them on. We can't. Get Adnan on. We can. I mean, I think. I don't know. I don't know the rules around here. Who else? Give me someone else. Do we have anyone else that we can play this game with?
Oh,
how would you do it with Greeny? How would you do it there?
Green light means go. Greeny or ready?
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
It's got to be a play on names. It's got to be Tariqo or Tariq no.
Well, those are easy. Anytime you have the O at the end, it's easy. Give me Greeny.
Is he Eisen or is he Lizen? I mean, something like that. I don't know how you do it with Greeny. You tell me. I'm asking you. I asked you. That's why I asked you. Greeny, Reeny. Bad. Terrible. I guess you can't do it with everyone.
I mean, we just solved our own mystery.
But you do like the Mort one, right? Mort or abort?
No, Mort. That one's my favorite. I want him on now, so we can play.
Well, why don't you run that up the ESPN flagpole and see how it goes? Okay? Get back to me. All right, I stand corrected. I guess we can't do it with everyone. Greeny is where it ends. The game ends at Greeny. I mean, and that's where all fun and games end. They end at Mike Greenberg. I say that lovingly. Keep it in. Let's bring on our old buddy, an old buddy and a new buddy. Old buddy Trey Wingo, new buddy Hal Hawaii.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hawaii Hal.
Yes, aloha and mahalo.
You are that guy. You are the guy. Mikey, go ahead. I'll let you have the floor. Go ahead.
We were just I said
whether or not Trey was going to be this guy. And right off the bat, he is that guy. Mikey, go ahead.
I said as soon as you walk off the plane, you start talking like you're from Hawaii. You go, aloha, mahalo. And you throw out the thumb and the pinky finger and shake it.
It's called a shaka, brada, and you better believe it.
Yes.
Do you still have the lay on from when you got off the airplane? I mean, what's going on with you?
No, those are I always encase those in a glass case to make sure if I ever don't come back that they'll always be there with me.
I feel like you might not come back this time, though.
Good point. It is very much debatable. It's been snowing every other day since we left.
You have been on a golf trip for the ages since you left ESPN, speaking of leaving, okay? You mind, like, has there been a day that you haven't played golf since you left ESPN?
Well, only when there's snow on the ground. Other than that, I've been out there, yeah, almost every day.
Okay. What's the best course you played since you left ESPN?
The one I'm playing right now.
Which one are you playing right now?
Oh, Judy, it's a 9-iron towering toward the flag. It looks really good.
I love this.
It's Lanai Golf on the island of Lanai. It's a Jack Nicklaus course built on the ocean. I'm staring at my playing partner in a bunker, and right beyond him is the Pacific, and the next thing after that is Japan.
Wow. Really? You can see Japan from where you are. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I just know it's the next thing because there's nothing else out there.
Who is? Do you mind me asking who your playing partner is today?
The almighty Doug Stevenson, longtime resident of Lanai, was the pro here for a while, and now is in charge of many things on the Four Seasons estate here.
Okay, and was that him who hit a towering 9-iron onto the green there, or was that were you doing play by play yourself?
I was talking to you. That's how good you are for my game.
And you stuck it right on the green?
Yes, sir.
I am proud of you. Will you do play by play of your birdie putt?
absolutely, Doug. You walking or you? He's walking. Right? Yeah. It's a ridiculous golf course. Like I can't even. I'll take pictures and send it to you, but you have to see it, like with your own eyes. It's just insane.
Okay, I'm gonna. I'll try to get out there. I've been meaning to get out there. I haven't yet. Kids have gotten in the way, and life has gotten in the way. I played Grove 23, Jordan's private course, just to make you a little bit jealous while you're out there in Hawaii. Okay, I just recently played it. It was amazing, Trey. Yes.
And I'm assuming there were like only three people on the golf course that day, right?
Yeah, it was me, Dwight Freeney, and Lee Westwood. I mean,
okay. Now I gotta say, that sounds like a joke. So Stu got Lee Westwood and Dwight Freeney walk into a bar. I mean, that sounds like the beginning of every bad joke I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, you're right. And it could be. So Freeney has become a friend of the show. He has done a bunch of episodes here of Stupidity. We like him a lot. He's a member at Jordan's course. It's invite only. There are only 73 members. Freeney is one of them. So Dwight is very close with Ahmad Rashad. Both of them invited me up to play around the golf. And it just so happens that playing behind me that day was Lee Westwood and Bob Surratt. I mean, go figure.
Well, Stu, I may have overestimated here. I thought it rolled gently under the green. They actually found the front side bunker. So you're going to get a play-by-play of the bunker.
All right. So are you getting ready to take that shot now? Mikey, keep this right here where we're at. I love Trey doing play-by-play of himself. Actually, this is Trey doing play-by-play of Hawaii Hal coming out of a bunker, okay?
Rutter, here's what we got. I got about 4 yards of green to work with, so I'm going to have to nip it. Oh, he hit it beautifully. Go in. Oh, it hit the pin.
Oh,
and Doug, can you confirm that hit the pin? Yes, Doug is confirming that did indeed hit the pin.
Okay, all right. So Trey, Hawaii Hal just hit the pin. Is that what you're saying,
brother? That is correct.
And how many feet for par now?
I think about four. So I'm going to have to finish this one off. You've been really good to me the last two strokes. So let's keep this going.
Okay. I mean, listen, if he was much of a friend, he'd give you that putt. I mean, what is going on there?
Oh, you don't understand. He's a very generous guy.
Okay.
All right, here we
go. Well, he's hanging out. Yes. All right, go ahead. So this is the big par putt, okay? Okay, good.
Oh, I ran it by. Now, terrible. Oh. I peaked. And the worst part, too, I missed it on the low side, not the pro side.
Oh, I'm sorry, Trey. You want to blame me for that, or what do you want to do here?
Never. Stu, I would never blame you for anything.
Okay. I mean, listen, if we're...
I feel like you've been a little loud for golf play-by-play, though, Stu. I feel like you got to bring it down a notch when he's in...
And Hawaii Hal lines up for
So, you know, I think that you... I think Doug and I, at this point, are the only people on the golf course. So you can be as loud as you want.
It is so great. So what hole are you on now? What hole are you moving to after this? Was that the first hole?
No, this was 13. This was 13. We started on the backside. So this is 13. We're going to 14, which is a par three.
What I would like to... Oh, it's a perfect. All right, 14's a par three. What I would like to do when you get to the 14th tee box is set the scene for us, describe the hole. Me and Mikey A are going to gamble. We're going to gamble. We're going to do gambling right now. We're going to do closest to the hole, you and Doug, okay? We are going to gamble hard right now. This is Trey. I love you for doing this while you're on vacation in Hawaii. I feel like I'm bothering you, but I'm not, because it seems like your life is a vacation now. So, I mean, this is fantastic.
It's all good. Doug, can you confirm that it's all good?
It's all good.
It is all good here.
I love
Mahalo, Doug.
You might want to inform Doug that I'm coming out there, and he and I are friends now, okay?
Yeah, you're in the circle of trust. Trust me. And once you're in, you cannot get out.
Yes! Yes! I've never been in someone's circle of trust. This is amazing.
And Doug, let me tell you something. This is the last guy you would actually want in your circle of trust, but now we have to.
All right, so you are moving on to the 14th hole at one of the nicest golf courses in America. I am checking it out right now online. I mean, I've looked at it before, Trey. It is marvelous, fantastic. One of the most beautiful places on earth.
It's ridiculous. Oh, okay. They put up a sucker pin for us this morning. It's a par three playing about 156. It's fairly flat. There's not a lot of wind, but the pin is tucked in the back left corner right behind a bunker.
All right. Mikey, let's do two things here, okay? So Doug is a pro, correct?
Yes. Former pro. Okay. He's good. Let's put it that way.
All right. So Mikey A, closest, we're going to gamble live on Stupidity right now. This is fantastic. It's brought to you by DraftKings. Okay. Okay. It's par three, 156 yards. Doug is a former pro. Trey is an extremely good golfer. I am telling you right now, closest to the pin, Mikey, I will let you choose first. Okay. I will tell you that Doug is minus 150. So, you know, okay.
Okay, well, based on that last putt, I'm going to go with Doug here.
All right, I'm going to take Trey. I get Trey at plus 150. I'm very excited about this. And then quickly with Trey, over under three strokes. Par, is he going to go over or under par for this hole, Mike?
I'm going to call it under. I'm going to call under.
You have Trey going under, so that means you haven't birdied that.
Trey, I'll go over.
All right, so Trey, you have over. I'm going to have Trey with a par, and par wins the hole. How about that? Okay, so I have the former pro bogeying this hole.
Before you say that, you should know that Doug just hit the center of the green.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, I got a three for Doug. I mean, all right, but Trey, how far?
What did we bet, $5,000?
Yeah, we have $5,000. Yeah. Mike, we have $100 on this. So, Trey, how far is Doug from the hole right now?
Doug is, I'd say, 15, 20 yards.
And
15, 20 feet.
Okay. And have you shot yet? All right, here we go. 15. No. Stick it, Trey. Come on.
Oh, he's pulled it.
Or the left of the bunker.
Left of the bunker.
Fuck, Trey.
Oh, got a good bounce, though.
We'll see.
That might have trickled down to the green.
But is it closer than his?
Well, we can't tell from 156 yards.
All right, let me talk seriously.
We're going up to what? Right now.
Okay, all right, we'll find out in a couple of minutes whose ball is closer. I have a feeling that I lost that bet, Mikey.
I think I'm sitting pretty there.
I think you are too. Trey, do me a favor if you can, and we'll talk seriously for a second here as you move on to your next shot. Put us where you were. You care about golf the way I care about golf. You certainly care about Tiger the way I care about Tiger. Put us in your head, Trey, when you heard the news of the car accident with Tiger. Your thoughts and everything that transpired from that moment.
I was on the golf course
And I just looked down. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And first I saw some people. By the way, you lost the bet in every possible way, Stu. Just want to tell you that right now.
I knew that. Listen, the second I said Trey, I knew I lost the bet. Okay.
I did not find the green, and I have a most delicate flop shot coming. But no, it was.
If he would have sunk the putt, I would have taken him. I would have taken Trey if he sunk the last putt.
I am letting Trey know right now. I'm going to go let him enjoy his day in Hawaii and his round with his friend. In about 5 to 10 minutes, if we could just get through these couple of questions, he will be gone. Sure. Because we have a great game that we want to play with you, okay? But I know you care about Tiger, and I'm interested in your thoughts on what happened there with Tiger.
Listen, the first thing, I was just hoping he was alive when they heard Jaws of Life, and that was terrible. And luckily, that turned out to be not the case. It was just they had to bring him out through the windshield. But Stu, my bigger concern is, like, honestly, you know, the broken leg and the broken ankle is terrible, but he just had a fifth back surgery. You know, in the end of December. And that's what I'm concerned about. Look, if he never plays again, I'm good with it, man. I just want the guy to be able to live his life. You know, the Masters in 2019 was the ultimate cherry on the sundae. They're going to make a movie about Tiger. That's when they'd fade to black and say Tiger went on to blank. You know what I mean? I never thought we'd see him be competitive again. So to see him not only competitive, but win three times, whether it was the Tour Championship, the Masters, and then the Zozo to tie Sam Snead's record. I mean, like, I'm good. You know, he doesn't owe any of us anything. I just want him to have a life and be happy and pain-free in some way, shape, or form.
It's funny, Trey, because there's nothing funny about this, but when Kobe passed away and it had that feeling early on with the Tiger news, where the world just kind of stopped there for a second, Kobe passed away, what made it so painful for me, those pictures with his daughter, and his daughter passed away as well. Yeah. Was I kept saying, we'll never be able to relate to Kobe on the court. And as good as he had it on the court, he missed out on the best parts, because the best part is seeing your kid do it. Seeing your daughter do it is infinitely more fulfilling for you than doing it yourself. And at least Tiger, we might not see him play golf again, Trey, but it's a great point by you. At least Tiger will have that ability to be a dad. And if his son chooses to go along the path of golf, and it seems like that's where he's going, Tiger will have an opportunity to do something that Kobe did not, to see his son, to help his son play at the highest level. And if that happens, I'm telling you, if Tiger watches his son win one PGA Tour event, it will feel better than all the majors he's won combined, Trey.
You're 100% correct. By the way, in just an ass whooping, he also just sunk the birdie putt. So,
Jesus Christ. Stevenson over the Wingo under. I owe Mikey A $20,000 courtesy of DraftKings.
But dude, back to your point, you're right. Like, one of the first things I thought of was that thing with him and Charlie playing in that father son event and how cool that was. And I just hope that he's able to at least to be able to do that. You know, we had Nota Begay on after we won the Masters. And I said, you know, do you know him better than anybody? You were his roommate. You played with him at Stanford. How bad was it? And he said, after the last back surgery, he was sitting in a chair. And he's like, I need you to help me get out of the chair. I can't get out of the chair right now to go up and get to the car. And that he'd come back that far to win the Masters after that. And then to see this happen again, it's like, just, I mean, guys, he's had more injuries than most football players. And it's just impossible.
It really is, Trey. I want to ask you a few questions here, because I want to let you go here in a second, about quarterbacks. Sure. Where you think? By the way, happy Mel Kiper mock draft day. I meant to tell you. Yes. Are you still celebrating these things?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm going to ask you, because we've never seen a quarterback carousel like this before. So I'm just going to give you a name. You tell me where you think that person is going to be playing football next year. Okay.
All right.
Deshaun Watson.
I think he stays in Houston. I mean, I don't think Nick Caserio has any interest in giving him up. And, you know, unfortunately, that's going to be the deciding factor. And by the way, if the Texans in one calendar year give up Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, and DeAndre Hopkins, they should be relegated like an English Premier League team.
J.J. Watt, let's go there. Forget about quarterbacks for a second. Where do you think J.J. is going?
I think Buffalo, because that's the one thing they need. They don't have a war daddy on defense. I mean, and if they can get a better pass rush with everything that offense can provide, I think that's the best scenario.
Sam Darnold.
I think he stays with the Jets, and I know you drive me crazy. But... just smoked it down the left side of the fairway.
Fucking great.
Look, but let me put it this way. If you get rid of Darnold, and you bring in Zach Wilson, guess who Zach Wilson's comp is? Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't change the things around Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Justin Fields.
He's one of these guys that is going to be really interesting to watch because they're wildly different opinions on him. And it just, I don't know. I mean, there's so many quarterback needy teams, and you know, it happens every year. Someone's going to trade up and overdraft. I like Justin, but there's a lot of people that have a lot of questions about him still. And he's one of those, he's like the swing state in an election. You know what I mean? The pendulum goes both ways.
Right. All right. And last one for you, Matt Ryan. Where do you think he's going?
San Francisco. Go back with Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah. Maybe New England. Who knows, right?
I love
it. Wanted to trade him to begin with.
Right, exactly. All right. Here, we're going to play a game with you. It's a new game, okay? We're going to play it, play quickly, and get you the hell out of here, okay?
Sweeping the nation.
You ready? It's called Wingo. It's called Wingo or Wing No. How about that, Trey?
Love it. Love it.
Welcome.
All right. Peeing in the shower. Wingo or Wing No?
On a daily basis. Anyone who says otherwise is a liar.
I agree with you. Peeing in the pool, Wingo or Wing No?
Not on a daily basis, but with great regularity.
Okay, when in Rome, exactly. ketchup on hot dogs, Wingo or Wing No?
Full Wingo. Anti-mustard here, pro ketchup.
Oh, wow. Okay. GameStop stock. Wingo or Wing No? I'd like to hear from Hedge Fund Hal.
I did not pick up any GameStop stock. I was late to that party, okay. But you'll be happy to know I just hit a hybrid over a ravine with your dulcet tones in the background. I've got about 37 yards left for an eagle on the par five.
Oh, Jesus, I love it.
It's a shame we didn't bet that one.
I know, I know. I love Trey so much. Farting under the covers, Wingo or Wing No?
Well, there are no boundaries for me at any point, so sure.
Eating food after you dropped it, Wingo, Wing No?
Did that on the course yesterday. I was so hungry.
Getting drunk on an airplane, this goes without saying. Wingo or Wing No?
What do you actually think? Come on, of course. How do you survive an 8-hour flight to Maui?
Boarding an airline outside of your group. Wingo or Wing No?
That's a Wing No because my group is always first, baby.
Your group's always private. I mean, throwing out, do you know who I am when not getting your way? Wingo or Wing No?
No, that's a hard no. That's a hard no. I've made it my life's mission to never say, do you know who I am? No way, no chance, no how.
You've made it your life's mission to say it, Steve.
It's a strong part of my game. It's my entire game. It really is. Okay. Last one, picking your nose, Wingo or Wing No?
Have you seen how big my nose is? There's no way around it.
You do. Yeah, you have quite the schnoz. Singing in the shower, Wingo or Wing No?
Full go, baby. I could win a Grammy in my shower.
Okay. What's the song you sing in your shower?
I like Michael Bolton. I celebrate the entire collection.
I so desperately want to hear him sing Michael Bolton. I do on the golf course. Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin. Wingo or Wing No?
Full go. Love those guys.
I tried to box you in. I thought I'd get you off your game, not paying attention, a couple of drinks, tipsy on the golf course. You are on your game, Hal Hawaii.
Come on, baby.
Go enjoy yourself. Get the hell out of here. I love you, dude.
They said, hey, mahalo nui loa, my friend.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, enough out of you.
Aloha.
Fake Hawaiian. What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Stupidity.
Yeah, I won a lot of money.
You did. We gambled on air. We should do this more often. We really should. We should just put...
We should find a reason to gamble for every guest.
Like, listen, I don't care who's out there. Just put Chris Cody and Greg Cody out of the golf course, okay? And let them do match play, and you and I will gamble on it, okay? This is a great idea. Can we make it happen? Get them both on.
Let's get it sponsored.
Oh, my God. All right, Trey Wingo from a golf course doing play-by-play of himself playing golf. I don't know if that was good or not, but who cares? Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.